The 32nd special session of the Nevada legislature is over. Lawmakers adjourned sine die late yesterday after spending a week passing several resolutions and pieces of legislation meant to address a litany of policy issues. KUNR's Paul Boger and Lucia Starbuck were in Carson City covering the session in its entirety, and they join us now to help us break it all down. Paul, as I mentioned a moment ago, lawmakers were working late into the evening last night. What were they working on?
That's SB 4 you're talking about. At its most basic, the bill grants most businesses that follow local health guidelines during the pandemic immunity from COVID-related death and injury suits. If they fail to meet those standards, they open themselves up not just to liability, but they could also lose their license under this law. The measure also offers some workplace protections, including paid sick leave for employees experiencing COVID-like symptoms, or if they were exposed to the virus. It's important that it be noted, this bill was written almost exclusively with the state's tourism industry in mind. The measure greatly favors gaming, and in particular, both resorts and hospitality workers. It's also got some controversial provisions as well.
Why is it so controversial?
Yeah, there are a few. Most notably, the measure doesn't specifically include protections for schools and hospitals. Now, over the course of debate, lawmakers asked officials from the governor's office who put this bill together several times, you know, why those particular groups were left out. And honestly, there weren't too many specific reasons. But it's pretty safe to say that it was all political. Teachers' groups wanted schools left out because they felt the worker protections weren't broad enough. They were geared too specifically to hospitality. And legislative leadership says hospitals were left out because they already have protection under the governor's April 1st emergency directive. So we'll see what this means for the state in the coming months, but it is possible that this could change what school districts do in the next couple of weeks.
Lucia, early in the session, the Senate introduced a set of bills meant to help Nevadans struggling due to the economic impacts of COVID-19. So what were they?
So, Noah, according to the Gwynn Center, a nonpartisan think tank, about 327,000 low-income Nevadans are at risk of losing their home when Governor Steve Sisolak's eviction moratorium lifts on September 1st. In an effort to prevent some of those evictions, lawmakers passed SB 1. It allows tenants to remain in place for 30 days while they work out some kind of mediation with their landlord. So that's actually now up to the courts to determine how that will work in practice. That bill received bipartisan support. Lawmakers also took up a bill to fix the state's unemployment system, which has been plagued with issues since the start of the pandemic. Under the bill, lawmakers voted to extend benefits to residents who make up to 1.5 times more than they receive through unemployment. It also allows people who refuse to return to work because of COVID-19 related concerns to still receive benefits. It also contains some provisions meant to speed up the submission and processing of claims. The bill also authorizes the Department of Education, Training, and Rehabilitation to react more quickly to federal policy changes, just in case more federal money for unemployment gets approved.
Lawmakers also passed two police reform bills this week. They, of course, come during this larger national debate over the role of policing, especially as it relates to communities of color. What action did they take?
So let's start with AB 3. That bill is a little bit more straightforward. It essentially bans the excessive use of force. That includes the use of a chokehold or any move that restricts a person's ability to breathe. The measure also requires an officer to intervene and report if they see another officer using excessive force. That passed with broad bipartisan support. The other bill, SB 2, it was not as popular. The Senate introduced a bill rolling back a 2019 law that added some protections for officers under investigation for non-criminal offenses. We covered it more in depth on KUNR earlier this week, but that measure was also fairly controversial. Progressives and advocates say all the protections should be repealed completely, but police unions and some Republicans say the bill will also hurt the good officers.
Finally, lawmakers passed several resolutions this week. What are lawmakers hoping to accomplish there?
So a vast majority of the resolutions were technical in nature, but four were substantively important. Three of them initiated a process to amend the state constitution in order to increase mining taxes. That's a multi-year process, so we'll definitely be reporting more on that in the future. The other resolution names racism as a public health crisis. It's something we've seen a few other states do, as well as a number of cities and counties. And while it's largely symbolic, it is the legislature speaking with one voice, saying the effects of systemic racism and discrimination disproportionately affect communities of color. That's something that's been borne out in, I mean, just countless studies, and we're only seeing those effects exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. So this resolution will possibly lead to more action in the future, but that's going to have to wait until the regular session in February.
Paul, Lucia, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.